Every word of God is tested. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Add nothing to his words, lest he reprove you, and you will be exposed as a deceiver. God has given us a lamp, whereby we may proceed surely upon our pilgrimage of faith to reach our heavenly homeland, and that is his word. He has given us his word, capital W, the word of God, the word made flesh, the second person of the Holy Trinity, who become man, has revealed God himself, so that we, having come to a sure knowledge of God, a knowledge of a mystery to be sure, but a sure knowledge, can find our way to heaven safely. It behooves us to follow this word of God, which is tested as gold is tried, as gold tried by fire and purified. Add nothing to his words. This word of God entrusted to us, this so-called deposit of faith, is guarded for us by the magisterium. How well God has set up things so that you and I could be sure that the faith which we proclaim is truly what we need in order to reach our heavenly homeland. We can be sure. And God has set things up so that we can have that security. So the magisterium of the church, appointed by God and protected by God, guards that faith, that deposit of faith, handed down over the centuries from the time of the first apostles. The faith first proclaimed on the first Pentecost is the same faith which you and I proclaim. And so we must be careful to ponder this word which has been given to us. It's God's gift to us, this word of his that never changes. We need, however, guidance by the Holy Spirit so that we know how to interpret this word according to the interpretation of the magisterium, that we do not simply take this word and apply our own interpretation to this word, lest we fall into this condemnation of adding something to his words and therefore being reproved by our Lord. It is very tempting to take what has been handed down to us and imagine that because we don't quite understand everything, that we do not perceive the fullness of the mystery, that we're not quite satisfied with perhaps the explanation that the magisterium has given. It's very tempting, I say, to play the part of magisterium ourselves. But God did not appoint you and me to be the magisterium of the church. And whatever difficulties we may have with the way that the faith might be expounded from time to time, we can be sure that God does not deceive and he cannot be deceived. God does not deceive. So if he has set up a certain way to ensure that his revelation, his word, the deposit of faith, can be handed down, then that way that he has set up will not deceive us. If there is a deception then that goes on, it is not because God deceives, but we need to examine ourselves to see if we might be deceiving ourselves from time to time. Obviously, we need to make sure that we have the Spirit of God. We need to ensure that our conduct is right before God. God is not obliged, if we offend him time after time, to make our hearts clean. He will make our hearts clean if we turn to him in repentance. But to the degree that we remove ourselves from God by our own pride, to that degree, we enter into what we might call a fog, where the understanding of his word we will not have. And there are many today, as there have been in the entire history of the church, not only today, but in all days of the church, those who have been self-appointed interpreters of the word of God. Prophets whom God did not call, did not raise up, or whose understanding was obscured. But God knows how to work through weak, fallible human beings. And we are not to see the weak, fallible human beings that may form part of the magisterium of the church, namely the Pope and the bishops in union with the Pope. We are to see the Spirit of God. And God has promised that this word of his, that this deposit of faith, will continue to be handed down to us whole and entire. Our duty is to ponder it, just like the Mother of God. And men and women throughout the history of the church, pondering this word of God, have arrived at a deeper understanding of this faith. And so we have seen a so-called legitimate development of doctrine. The same faith, the development of doctrine. So that this wonderful plant has matured over the ages, and you and I are the blessed recipients of this pondering. See, we didn't have to do all the work. We didn't have to ponder for so many centuries. So many saints before us did this work, but now you and I have to do the same thing. But we'll arrive nowhere at all unless we are convinced that God does not deceive and will not be deceived, and what he has given us, he has surely given us. It has been fire tried, and there's nothing that needs to be added to it. And it does not belong to us to play the part of the magisterium, but to receive gratefully what the magisterium has already handed out. And if we don't understand everything, then we ask God himself for that understanding. Realizing that it belongs to him to reveal himself to us, and it belongs to us to make that act of faith, that humble act. And none of us has reached that point yet. We have not yet become humble enough to ponder in its fullness, to have received in its fullness. And we need to ask that gift of Our Lady, the one who pondered God's word so perfectly, who made such a perfect act of faith that the word of God himself took flesh in her. And she wishes for Jesus to be formed in us. In order for that to happen, we have to be docile to her, our mother and teacher. If we accept her as our mother and teacher, truly so, and we truly follow her counsels to do whatever he tells us, then there will be no danger that perceiving, quote-unquote, some ambiguity in some church document or another, that we will be tempted to play the magisterium, because we will have a sure mother and teacher who will remind us that this good God of ours doesn't deceive. And we will adopt a humble and docile attitude like hers, realizing that God will reveal to us everything that we need to know for our salvation, that the Word of God, that deposit of faith, truly is the lamp that will light our steps. And she, the morning star, the white dawn, will show us the way. Praise be Jesus and Mary.